Oh, hi, Joshua. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Better than I deserve. How about you?
That's a good answer. I'm doing good, too. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah. I went through a bad patch, and currently I'm broke because I didn't sell some of my stuff fast enough.
Okay.
Coming into winter, so I'm hoping to have it corrected here in the next week or two.
Okay. So I want to give you an option since funds are tight right now. Your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that, you know, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to.
The only problem is it's going to be later on this week before I can use that card again. I've got to get some money in the bank. I would be open to what you're talking about, but to make a decision, it would probably be towards the end of this week. Can you call me back?
Of course. I just want to make you aware that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 6th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So that's what I'm trying to have you avoid, because right now you're only past due for $249, but come February 6th, it would be past due for $498. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. But if you need, let's say that you want to take the Facebook ads off and you need a week or so, then what I could do is reduce the past due balance to $149. And then let's say that we get the payment on, you know, January 30th, then I could push the next one out to February 30th. And that would prevent you having two payments so close together. Because if you just leave it, it would have another one on the 6th, and I don't want that to happen to you. You know what I mean?
Yep, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay. All right, so I made a note that, you know, on Friday, I'll look at the account. The system tries to process it once daily, so it might already be good by Friday. But if not, I'll follow up with you then, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, have a nice week too, Joshua.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.